Hey there, and welcome to video 4 of module 4, and we're looking at the law of forgiveness. So I'm going to just give you some of the points, and then we're going to talk about it in depth. We're going to go over how the law of forgiveness is about releasing resentment. That's your number one priority. Then we talk about the fact that the law of forgiveness is about releasing ourselves from the chains of what binds us to the situation. And we look at some homework or some of the home play that you already have, and I'm going to break that down a little bit. And then I'm going to do a demonstration of a 3-card reading that will tell all of us how we can work better with the law of forgiveness or what stands in our way. So the core of the law of forgiveness is releasing resentment. The core is about resentment, which means we feel something over and over again. And that means that's likely not resolved from our past. If it's something that we re-feel, like resentment is to re-feel. So we do it over and over again. You know the kind of conversations I'm talking about when you in your head, you start to resent somebody and you talk to them and you tell them off and put up your dukes, and because of something that you didn't deal with in the past, and they have no clue that you're having this experience, but you are. And that means it's affecting you. It's affecting your thought process, and therefore it is affecting how you work with universal law and whether you're out of alignment or in alignment with what is in your best interest. So doing a personal inventory at this stage is really key to find out where in my story in motion am I perpetuating an old story that prevents me from moving forward, or that I think is the fuel for moving forward. Because a lot of times we think the things we're angry at or that we're fearful of or whatever actually is supposed to propel us forward, and it's the exact opposite. So if you can imagine that a resentment actually takes us hostage. And so it's not about condoning the other person or the situation, saying, oh, it's okay. The law of forgiveness says I have to let you go. And in some respects, condoning a behavior or a situation, that's not the point of this at all. The point of this is to unhook from the energy of the story that's got you stuck in one particular place because you keep repeating it, and therefore preventing yourself from growing or moving forward or actually getting into alignment with what you really want. So the idea is that you're constantly cleaning house. Now, sometimes we come to a program like this and we have some big resentments that we haven't dealt with. And that's fantastic. It doesn't matter how big or small they are. We want to get rid of them. We want to make sure that they are not there like the termites eating at the foundation of your dream, or like really bad, big, bad weeds, right? Because resentments really are the weeds. When you think about it, they can choke the life out of the things that you want to create, because all the water is going into the weed, they're taking all the nutrients from the soil, etc., because everything is being put into them, because resentments have a lot of energy. And remember the law of frequency and magnetism that follows the law of thought. Well, if you want to continue that, then the law of forgiveness isn't going to work, because you're going to continue perpetuating it and going to grow more of the same. But if we want to free ourselves from that so that we continuously stay in that coherence and put the right songs on our playlist, then all of a sudden, okay, so I'm going to have to deal with this. I had recently a situation where, I didn't even realize that I had this resentment, and it was just permeating me. And every time I would think of this person, I would be angry. And I'm like, well, what about this situation is actually deterring me, because it took a lot of energy. And I was thinking, okay, so what is it? So you sit down and you write an inventory. What's my part in this? What's the point of this? Why is there a resentment? What didn't I do? For the most part, in my case, it will be because I people-pleased and I wasn't really honest about the boundaries that I wanted to set, because I was too scared that the other person would be upset. And that's very typical, by the way, for empaths and people here in this course. I bet you any money you're going like, yeah, me too. And so we have to be careful if we're going to be in our sovereignty, you know, if we're really going to work this program, and be in our sovereignty and choose our unique, authentic, inspired life and do everything that it takes to till the soil of our field of dreams, etc., then this piece, we need to deal with it. Because it will act as a very powerful weed, and then we have to start all over again. So when we start to notice our patterns, remember we did that already before in earlier videos, we talked about, how patterns can come up, pattern recognition, etc. So this is an opportunity for us in personal mastery to recognize, ooh, here's some sabotaging thought patterns I have. and I need to sit down and work it out. So we do that, and you have instructions, etc., on the HomePlay PDF that you download. But I just wanted to bring it up now because the law of forgiveness is essential, because you have to keep cleaning. It's like getting the cobwebs out of the way. You want to keep moving forward, and you want to take those boulders and move them, because if a resentment shows up in front of you, it has more power and you can't really see where you're going. It can also send you off on a detour that you don't want to go on. So this is going to be really key. So in your home play exercise, it's going to ask you, are there any blame? Is there blame, resentment, or judgment of situations or persons? Including myself, meaning including you, like, are you judging yourself? Like, that this is also, do you resent yourself? I mean, you can too. Which I need to release and forgive to open myself fully to spirit. Give yourself time to pull cards, journal, and do the written exercises. So remember that when we use oracle cards, we open our connection to the universe. But it's not just the oracle cards. We make a commitment to ourselves and to our growth when we enter into a program like this, where we are required to have a conscious contact to a power greater than you. That is an essential piece of this program, that you believe in a conscious universe or God or spirit or whatever you want to name this, divine matrix, in great intelligence. I don't care what you call it. There is something, and that this invisible world is magical, and we have a divine spark in us that matches that magic. And so when that is your priority, well, a resentment is going to try and disconnect us from that. And it does disconnect us from that. So we constantly want to be in the flow of spirit through our meditations, through our oracle card readings, through our willingness to do the inventory that it's going to take for us to stay free. And this is about freedom from bondage. And when we get to this place in the course, it's very easy to go, well, but who would I be without this resentment? Because you may have defined yourself by being defiant or rebellious or angry at your parents or whatever. I mean, in my case, I mean, I had a lot of list of people that I could have been really angry about. But when I first really came into this spiritual path and I got clean and sober, I had to really take a look at this myself and went, okay, so if my resentments are going to make me drink, I better go take a look at that. And I had to literally force myself to look and went back to therapy. And no, this is not your case because you're not here in an extreme way, but I'm just sharing with you what I had to do. And my oracle cards told me, my runes told me, this is what I had to do, is release myself from the burden of my past. And that was the simplest message that kept coming up for me, that's coming up for you now. So if there's anything, remember, you are not forgiving to condone, you are forgiving to set yourself free. So let's do the reading that I did. I did before I did the video, I chose three cards and made some notes on these questions, okay? So if you were to look at, well, how do I work with the law of forgiveness? What prevents me from really being free to be in alignment with my highest good? What holds me hostage? So I said, what is it that all of us need to look at as a group? What do we all need to look at here? What could possibly come up for us that would require us to align with the law of forgiveness? What do we need to look at? And by the way, some days you don't need the law of forgiveness. You don't have anything. But when you do, you really know what your body feels it. So the first card is deep knowing. And I love this card in relationship to the law of forgiveness, because it says, your intuition knows when something's off. You feel it. Your body is going bing, 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 bing. And you know you feel like crap, and like, or you feel like meh, 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 especially when you're having that kind of, you know, conversation in your head about how, put up your dukes, you know, well, you did this to me. And many of us have that. So here's what I wrote about this. Our intuition is our number one priority and tells us what's going on. And doing this exercise, which you're going to do on your own also, is going to show you exactly who and what you resent and in what capacity, what area of your life. That's going to show up for you in your home play exercise. Your intellect will seek to rationalize, bargain, or justify how right you are. You are so right. Look at what you think. Blah, blah, blah. You got to remember, that's your intellect. You cannot trust your intellect in this exercise. It's your intuition, who is the voice of your soul. The soul doesn't want to resent anybody or judge, right? So when you're feeling really off or angry or righteous, that's where we have to clear up here. So just remember, forgiveness is for you, not for them or for it. It's for you. It's to set you free, not set anybody else free. You unplug and unhook your story in motion away from somebody else. Remember, resentment is like drinking poison, hoping the other person's going to get sick. So you have to keep that in mind, especially at this stage of the course, because it's really natural too for the subconscious to go, wait a second, before you move forward so fast, ducky, we have some things to be reminded of. Like, we don't like so-and-so and this happened, na-na-na-na-na. Because why? Because remember, this is unfamiliar territory for you. If you are actually in a process of transformation and metamorphosis, which is exactly what happens in personal mastery, you're going to have some pushback. You know, the parts of you that want to still be the caterpillar is going to go like, excuse me, the fur that I used to have, where is it? As opposed to like the butterfly part, which still isn't formed yet, that doesn't know how to fly because you don't know how to fly yet. See what I mean? So you're in that in-between stage right now once you hit this particular module. So I just want you to be really clear. It's time to let go of your resentments. The second card that continues to tell the story about how do we work with the law of forgiveness and what could possibly stand in our way, we have exchanging gifts and protection. And the message here is this is talking about worthiness. Am I worthy of these things that I want to co-create? Where have I made it impossible for myself to move to the next level? Where have I created my own glass ceiling because of the beliefs or ideas that I had about myself because I'm still held hostage to the past? Now, this is all written down, by the way, in your, so I want you to reread this one over and over and over again. I'm going to reread it now again. But the law of forgiveness is always about cleaning house. So I want you to hear this again, so I will read it again. When exchanging gifts are in protection, this is talking about worthiness. The question you ask yourself, am I worthy of these things that I want to co-create? How many of you have actually asked yourself that? Where have I made it impossible for me to move forward, to move to the next level? Because it's us that, by our willingness to tolerate certain circumstances in our life, to continue to act in ways that are not in our highest good. Like, people-pleasing is one for me I have to be careful of. So, you know, you'll know what that is. And you probably already do, because most people that come to this course have some level of self-awareness. Anyway, it's rare that I have somebody coming in completely blank. So I'm sure you already know this stuff. But here's the deal. You ought to also ask yourself, where have I created my own glass ceiling? Because of my beliefs, my expectations, my conditioning, when I fall asleep at the wheel, where do I stop myself? And remembering that the law of forgiveness is always about cleaning house. So, oh, I can. Like, I can move that unworthiness aside. I can be. Why can you do that? How come? Because it's not mental. It's not intellectual. It's not about your sense of your own value. It's got nothing to do with what's hidden in your subconscious. It has everything to do with your willingness to be connected to your higher power. And you use the oracle cards to do that. So you keep on focusing on faith that you are more than what you think you are some days. Now, the last card is to the sea in protection, and that asks the question about what's the solution. It's the third card. The solution is to trust that our boat is not going to capsize. We have to betray the old story of how we identified ourselves through using the law of forgiveness. These cards are all for us, but you're going to have your own distinct reading when you do the home play exercise. But can you see how this works here? We need to betray the old story of how we presented who we were and who we are to the public, to the world, to ourselves, to our family and friends, and just basically what makes up our story. You know, do you have any charge around the stories that you tell? Like, I can tell the story of being victimized with no charge at all. I can, quite frankly, and I know it shocks some people when I can talk about my drug addiction and the gang rapes and the violence in my early 20s. Like, all of that, I can say very, very matter of fact, this was true. That's interesting. I can observe that and go, yeah, that girl was in a lot of pain and in a lot of trauma. But if I did this work that you're doing now, so you can get to the place where you can say, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I had a resentment because of X, but that's not alive in me anymore. We don't want those stories to be alive. But sometimes we do have to revisit them in order for us to know what they are. Because sometimes they are so ingrained in us that the fear of moving to a new level in our lives, like what would happen? What's the price we have to pay? Ooh, you know, it will come up in us and it just shows up as anxiety and you may not even understand it intellectually. So we're making sure that we're looking at these things now because we sometimes don't know what story it is that we need to betray. But the only way that we can move forward is to make a new story in motion. And that means we can't can't keep telling the ones from the past. So let's do a quick recap of video 4 of the Law of Forgiveness. So we talked about it, about being releasing. It's not about the resentment. It's about releasing yourself from the resentment. The Law of Forgiveness is about you setting yourself free, getting yourself out of the prison of your own making, and no longer being hostage to an old story. That's what that is. Now, in the home play I mentioned, it's an inventory about looking at blame, resentments, anger, judgment of situations or yourself that you have to take a look at and say, okay, how is this holding me hostage? And can I let it go? And remember, it's sometimes impossible for the human side of us to let something go. We have to ask for help from our higher power. And how do we do that? We use the oracle cards. The oracle cards will tell us how to move to that new level of release if we feel stuck. So remember, your best friends are your oracle cards. Now, we talked also about this big group reading, and we went through three cards: deep knowing, exchanging gifts in protection, and to the sea in protection, which helped teach us a little bit about how to work with the law of forgiveness and what could prevent us from being really in alignment with it. And for the last video, we have video 5, and that's the Law of Unlimited Potential. I will see you there.